today we talk volleyball, a sport that dominated our household for a decade and continues to this day to impact the lives of our family. What is a funky monkey? We'll tell you here pretty soon. Background Noise, the Henson Family Podcast, starts right now. All right. Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for listening. We've got another full house with us today. Let me introduce the crew. Amy.
Hello.
The sweet wife. Then we'll go, let's go to Angela Kate.
Yay. Hi.
And then let's go to Anna.
What's up?
Dog. And
dog.
Dog.
Anna's here from, she's still in town from visiting from Lititz, and she's getting ready to head out to Europe next month with Metallica on their tour. And we were glad she was able to come in and see us before she left. And then last but not least.
I'm just Audrey.
Audrey Ray is here.
Audrey Ray.
Speaking of funky monkeys. All right. Before we get into that, how's everybody doing?
Doing well. It's been a good week.
Yeah.
Loving the weather. Going out patio.
I really enjoy not running our air conditioner. Can everybody give a high five on that? Isn't that great?
No. Ours is out. Wait, what? Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
In the apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
Yeah, when
yesterday.
I didn't know that.
Oh, during last night or like during the day?
Middle of the day.
Okay.
Mm.
So she opened up an urgent ticket since then.
Anna, you walked in yesterday and you were like, it's hot in here. And I didn't think anything of it.
I see. I was just letting you know. You're welcome.
Wait, is that for like the whole complex that it happens? Or is it just your room?
Probably just their unit.
Yeah, probably just our unit.
Interesting.
Anna was wanting to communicate to you. Your apartment feels like mom and dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm.
Should not be.
Yeah. So, okay. So, what's wrong, Angela?
Am I going crazy or do I still hear music?
Yeah, I hear it.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's unfortunately going in the background.
I did not know. I was like, am I going nuts?
We'll just roll with it.
I didn't turn down the fader all the way. And so, that's going to be an editing task for me. So should be easy.
I say just leave it. It adds character.
I'm telling you, go with the flow.
After I wash this audio through all the stuff that I normally do, you're never going to hear it anyway. So.
Okay, well, let's get on.
Anyway, so, all right. So today we are talking club volleyball, a topic or a sport that's dominated our family dominated our house for well over a decade. And I guess volleyball and how we got into volleyball. So we had a friend of ours, Liffy Skinder, invite Audrey to play in a rec league. And the name of the team was the Funky Monkeys.
That's right. I think. Audrey, you were in fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
and was into basketball, and so you wanted to play volleyball. That was good.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised when you said yes, you wanted to try it out because you're kind of a recluse, you know. I'm not meaning that in a bad way, but I was just kind of surprised that
like getting into uncomfortable things.
Yeah, I mean,
never done.
I know, and this was, you've never done this, so.
You're our reserved kid.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you started playing with the Funky Monkeys and in a youth league, and you kind of liked it. And so then I think the next, after that season was over, that was more of a rec team. And so then
it was definitely a rec team.
It was definitely a rec team. Oh, those socks, just thinking about those socks.
Turtle
shell knee pads.
Everything was cheetah.
Cheetah spandex. Bows. The bows in the hair.
But you had fun. Mm. You really liked it. It was fun. You were good. It was fun watching you play.
So then the next step was to move up to what they call a competitive team in this league that we were, at. And I can't remember the name of that team.
Fusion?
Fusion. So that was... That was more of a competitive team, which it was.
Yeah, still in the rec league.
Yeah,
but
that same mm-hmm. Through the same organization, but on more of a competitive level, and so you would have practices up at the facility, which Lone Star was the facility that we were at. And so I think you caught the eye. You were doing the competitive league, and this is 2011, I think. And you were really enjoying it and liking the sport. So we thought about getting you some lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we set you up some lessons for hitting. And I guess this was my first, you know, growing moment in volleyball. So we set up lessons with you with Coach Jacob. We all know Jacob. And I remember telling when we booked the lesson, we wanted to go over hitting. We wanted you to hit, you know, wanted to teach you how to hit. And so the whole first half, this is an hour lesson, the whole first half, he's having you pass the ball. when you were shagging balls one time, I was like, Jacob, you know, hey, don't mean to interrupt, but you know, we kind of thought this was going to be more of a hitting, and he's hitting lesson. And his words were, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, if you want to be a good hitter, you got to learn to be able to pass first. And you know, didn't make any sense to me at first, but now that I've spent years in the volleyball world, I know exactly what he's talking about. So, but I think you kind of caught his eye. And then he kind of passed your name on to Skip, Coach Skip, who was building a club team at the time there at Lone Star.
I would like to also say Audrey is very tall for her age at this time, therefore also caught their eye because of that.
Oh, okay, yeah. she was tall for her age. And so Jacob, you know, kind of talked to Skip, and I don't know if he watched some of your lessons or whatever, but anyway, may have probably caught some of your games in the league. And then we found out that he was looking at you for maybe his team. And when we were, Mom and I were looking at the descriptions of club volleyball, they had like metro teams, regional teams, national team and thing. And we were thinking, yeah, that'd be kind of cool if she made a metro team. We could do a family trip down to, I think they went down to Houston for, for Houston cross courts tournament, and thinking, yeah, we'd just take a family trip down to Houston. And no, that wasn't the deal. He was looking at you for the national team, so which involved
out of state travel.
Yeah, so yeah, you ended up getting invited to be on Skip's team, and that's kind of where we started. And Amy, do you want to comment on any of that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Because these clubs, they'll that's how they will, I guess, designate the different teams. They'll just give them a name. And so national, elite, those sort of names. And so when we heard national team, we're like, whoa, are you kidding? Audrey, how fun, you know? So that was kind of new, you know, jumping from Funky Monkeys to, ooh, a national team. So
that was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You were pretty good.
Yeah.
As you would say, the best free ball, what is it?
It was 13s.
I don't know, but overall, you consider yourself the best free ball person, or what was it you called, designated yourself?
Oh, like out of system passing?
Yeah.
Or setting?
Yeah, I think Angela might have a little competition for you there.
No, I definitely got her beat.
Nope.
And out of system passing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. You maybe mixed it up to the pins every now and then, but mine was more accurate. Anyway.
Okay. So that was the 12s year. That was Audrey got on the top 12s team there at Lone Star, and we traveled to Atlanta for that qualifier. So that was our first national qualifier that we'd been to, and first time traveling. I got to admit, it was so much fun. The one thing I don't care for in club volleyball is the expense, and it's gone up ever since. But another topic, but so then 12 season ends, you do qualify, go to nationals, and still don't like the Sunshine Volleyball Club anyway, because of that loss. I still feel bitter about that, but anyway, Anna and Angela saw how much fun you were having, and of course they would go to these club tournaments as well, and so then they decided, hey, we want to play too. And so they both tried out, made club teams, and just like that, we've got our club expenses got multiplied by two or three. So, yeah, there's that.
And our extra spending money went
out the window. Yes, out the window.
Vacations were qualifiers.
Yes, vacations were qualifiers and nationals.
Angela, I don't remember. How old were you when you got your first club team?
Are we considering preps? Okay.
Yeah.
I was 7. So I was on a preps team, which was...
11s.
11s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
the girls were 11. They didn't have an official 11s age group then, but... so y'all played in the 12s, but...
yeah, they played in 12U. So we had Angela starting off at that age, and then Anna starting off at...
11s.
Yeah, an 11s team. And then that's when Audrey was in, that was 13's year. Yeah. And so...
And that was... 13s was probably another big change for at least for, North Texas region teams or clubs, because Nationals was here in Dallas that year. And the thought between amongst the club directors was, because normally teams would only travel out of state once in trying to get their bid to go to Nationals. And so they thought, well, since Nationals is going to be in Dallas and we won't have the expense of traveling to that trip, why don't we go out of state twice, for multiple qualifiers? And ever since, it's just kind of grown, and teams just go out of state more and more, and it just adds to the cost of club volleyball. So speaking of qualifiers, so between you three, what would you say is your favorite qualifier? I'm going to ask you, what is the best city, the favorite city you visited, and then what's your favorite qualifier? And they don't have to be the same.
Favorite qualifier would be... Reno.
Why?
That I've been to.
Was that based on how y'all did as a team, or you just, liked the way it was run and
I like
the city? The city, okay.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah, I went there once. It was nice.
Yeah.
You weren't in the downtown area.
Yeah.
So
I think a close second would be Jacksonville, but that was only 18s.
Yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm. They had that was a good facility. It was over there by the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And then favorite city. Would be, y'all probably going to disagree, but I'm going to say New Orleans.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay.
Because there's real pretty parts to it, but if you're in the wrong area, it's not very good.
Okay. Angela, what about you?
I would say my favorite qualifier was MEQ, which is Mid-East qualifier.
Uh-huh. And is that based on?
I think it's just the most competitive.
Just how you did.
Where is MEQ?
Your teams?
It was either, I think it's usually Indianapolis still, or St. Louis. St. Louis.
The younger ages are in St. Louis,
and then as you
got older, they moved to Indy.
Okay.
But
it was just the most competitive, because there's a lot of really good teams in the Mideast region, and then a lot of teams from Dallas mm-hmm. in this area would also go there. Okay. City-wise, maybe Spokane. I like Spokane.
Oh, yeah.
And I only went there once, but it was pretty.
Yeah.
I've been there once, I think.
I think all the years we've done club volleyball, we've had two tournaments, one for Audrey, one for Angela, but I did like Spokane.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anna, what about you?
Favorite qualifier was in Orlando, I think.
Mm.
We did really good one.
Yeah.
I never got to go to Orlando. Cool.
I think one time.
Yeah. It was the only one, and it was me.
Of all the kids. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that one was fun.
It was fun.
But probably my favorite city, because we did absolutely terrible, was Chicago.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do, but Chicago
was really fun.
I love that, where we were located.
We had so much free time because we got knocked out so early. I think we were in like the nickel bracket. We did so bad, but it worked out in the sense of like we got to like go do a bunch of things then. And
yeah.
I remember because like, Mom, do you remember when me and you went to like that pizza place?
Absolutely.
And Audrey, I think it was Audrey, or was it Angela?
I never got to go to Chicago.
Well, one of y'all was having another qualifier going at the same time,
and y'all were Angela.
Yeah, and then like I think y'all were like competing for a bid.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And me and Mom had like the live stream going while we were eating pizza at this restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, and I think in Chicago we stayed in that part. It was called like a. Some 5 mile.
It was a really nice part next to the lake.
It had a name where this certain little section, it was really nice by the lake. And that was good. I was a chaperone. Yeah.
I remember you mentioning Chicago over and over again that you liked it.
Uh-huh.
It was the Hilton. Y'all stayed in the Hilton that they filmed The Fugitive in, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got to add one.
What?
I like really city-wise? Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Well, at least the part that we stayed in.
Okay. Oh, wait. The one time. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
The one time that we went as coaches. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was
we stayed
nice.
In like a higher end part of Kansas City, so it's not sketchy.
Yeah. Dude, it was crazy. With the whole Metallica thing, we went to Kansas City. St. Louis. Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay, this is kind of off topic then. But anyways, we played a qualifier at like one of the convention centers the convention center in St. Louis. St. Louis.
Yeah, that convention center is attached to the dome that Metallica was playing in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you for
I'm sorry, Anna.
We should flip it and say least favorite city for qualifiers and or nationals.
Okay. Yes. I got mine.
Okay. I think everyone has the same one.
Can we all say it on three? One, two, three.
I don't know. I gotta think.
No.
But you guys go and say.
Okay, so on three. I'm gonna interject on that one too. This is the least favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Are we talking about qualifiers and nationals or just qualifiers?
Quadris?
Oh, just travel.
Any kind of travel tournament, I guess.
I've got
it in my mind. It's easy.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm forgetting something then if it's that easy.
Yeah.
Never mind. I know what it is. Okay. I think this is going to be a unanimous.
3, 2, 1.
Detroit.
awful.
With the glass. When we went to go get pizza,
yeah, the Little Caesars had a bulletproof
glass.
Well, because we were in Detroit, I forgot the town, but apparently I forgot exactly what it was, but it had the highest trade in like illegal weapons.
Personally, I really like Detroit.
Oh gosh, why?
I mean, I wasn't at that tournament, but I traveled there recently, and I had a great time.
Well, I
walked around a lot of places.
Well, where we were at. We went down.
We were in Dearborn.
We were in Dearborn.
Yeah, we were in Dearborn. We went down the street to a pizza shop.
It was Little Caesars. And
yeah, so it's behind bulletproof glass.
And they would like slide the pizza in.
I felt like I was in the car I was waiting. And I had to look around.
Yeah.
We
were sitting in the car waiting because Dad went to go get the pizza. And the person that pulled up next to us, when they parked their car, they opened the door and just hit our car.
For real?
And then just kept walking like nothing happened. But I was too scared.
You didn't want to jump out and say, excuse me.
You don't want to say anything.
Well, because I remember we went around 4th of July. And so I remember it would be late and, you know, kind of going to bed. I'm like, is that fireworks or is that gunshots? Because I do not know.
I forgot about Vegas.
You just stole mine, Audrey.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't get to experience the Detroit that y'all experienced. Mm. But I did. I didn't go to Vegas for my own stuff. But it was for Angela's Nationals. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't like that.
Yeah.
And we all got sick after it.
Yeah. We got COVID.
Yeah.
Well, y'all got COVID.
And it smelled like whatever, Audrey. Weed.
Yeah, I didn't like Vegas.
It was 4th of July in Vegas, so it was packed.
It was so packed. I mean,
will say, I've been there before, and when it's not a holiday, it's a lot nicer.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But when it's a holiday and you're walking like shoulder to shoulder, it's terrible.
I don't like Vegas even when it wasn't a holiday. But then again, I've been there for a month and a half, and I hate it.
It is expensive.
I hate it.
Oh, that's true. So, that's right.
And
so,
do you remember we had to walk to the convention center and it was, you know, middle of summer?
It was like 107.
Yeah. And we stayed at that really old hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks. I'm okay.
Yeah. Vegas wasn't my favorite either. Just getting sick and, the heat. And Vegas, that was the first year that they had nationals there and they were not ready.
Yeah.
For it at all. I just remember day one, you're in the convention center and then
the lights went out.
Half the lights went out and they just weren't ready for it. Neither was Louisville that one time.
Okay, so I got a question for everybody. Let's talk about some of your most memorable moments on the court. Whether good or bad or just, I don't know, maybe something jumps out. What is it?
I have one.
Okay, let's hear it.
So this was my 15th season, and it was nationals. So open nationals, and it was day 3. And so there is a challenge match. And so the winner of that match goes to gold, and then the loser goes to silver. And so that's always like the big, day 3 is like the biggest day if you make it there. And so there was we had a rival team called Mad Frog, and we had played and lost to them 5 times throughout that season. And like, we just did not have a good experience with their parents, and just, it was a lot of tension.
And I think 4 out of 5 went 3 sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was always close.
Yeah.
They just had your number.
Yeah. And so, and of course we got whooped by them, I think the game before, like the last game we played them. And so we ended up, honestly, I think it was God that really did, like, cause it was like crazy how it worked out that we played each other for that challenge match. And they came in like super confident, cause obviously they beat us 5 times before, but we beat them in 2. And
you know,
that was like the weird Cinderella thing story.
The weirdest thing about that is that, I mean, several weeks, probably even a month or so leading into nationals, we talked about how that exact scenario.
That would be crazy.
Showing,
yeah,
or playing them on day 3, you know, just knowing that was going to happen. And you've got, what was it, I think 32 teams in 36. Open? 36 in open. And the way, you know, the way you finish on day 1 and day 2 and how everything just funnels everybody in different directions. Mad Frog was the number 1 seed, mm-hmm, in the entire tournament, and they finished
fourth
in their pool, which was shocking. So, yeah. And that just, the way it happened, it just funneled them right into your path, let's just say. And I got to say, you destroyed them.
We kicked butt.
Yeah, it was awesome. Not that day, baby. Not going to happen.
Yeah, it was great.
Hey, Audrey, what about you? Do you have any like memorable playing moment? Yeah, something vault as far as on the court.
I'd probably have to say my 16th year, we beat Skyline. Was it 3 times? Yeah, we beat them 3 times. And they were supposed to be like a real big team. They always are.
They're always the team to beat. And yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we've always had trouble with teams like Skyline and TAV, but we took them that year 3 times. And that year, I tried out at Skyline, and he didn't pick me.
Rude.
And so I went back to my 16th team at Lone Star, and we ended up beating them. I bet he was so angry.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he say something in the huddle?
Probably felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm deciding between 2, so I'll go ahead and say both. I think, was it Lone Star Classic when we played that Mad Frog team? And
what year? Which
was I 12, 13? Yeah, because remember whenever I was serving?
Yes, I
just
do.
Had a really good serving game.
Yeah.
And Coach Mike was really proud. And he pointed out kind of why my serves were so good is because there was an air duct that was like pushing, like directed at our court. And so with 12s being a lighter volleyball, like it just, that air just pushed it. And so it kept like curving every direction, and they couldn't stop me.
No, I remember, man, you were serving really tough.
Yeah. No, I was proud of that one.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember what year, maybe it was 14s, that one Texas Image game that we had.
That was great.
What qualifier was that?
It was nationals.
Nationals.
Oh, that was nationals?
That was a challenge match.
I should remember that. But yeah, that one was a good game.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about
that. What was awesome about that is that they had your number all year, right? Y'all always had a hard time against them.
Yeah.
You played them tough, but just
they always
couldn't
had
do
us.
It. And so y'all came up against that team, and it went 3 sets. And I, as a parent, I remember that moment because me and your dad at that, during that match knew that that was going to be your last tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you were just going to hang up the volleyball shoes and, you know, do other things. And so, here it is. It's the 3rd set. And Stephen, it wasn't like, I can't remember what the score was, but Anna, you were coming up to serve. I mean, this was at the very end. And throughout the year, you know, we just didn't know if you were going to make your serve because you were kind of on and off a little bit.
It was one of those serves where I was like, It was really good serve. It was
lethal.
Anna was always in a high-pressure situation.
Yeah. No, what happened... Here, let me rephrase. Every single... It just happened a lot where it was the last point for the other team, and I had to go up to serve, and I kept missing them. And it was a similar situation to where it was like, if I miss my serve, they win. And that kept happening. And so, yeah, I had to explain myself. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, but... Anna got up there and
you just turned around and looked at me and we were like,
yeah,
please not this time.
Yeah, not this time. Not this time.
Not, and she dominated.
I mean, speaking of looking back at parents in the middle of games, when I was 13.
Oh, yeah.
I went back to serve.
The daggers.
I don't know if you said something.
I did.
Yeah, you said something.
I said.
And I serve it in the net and I look at you.
I'd be dead right now if you shot lasers out of your eye.
Yeah, so at some of these tournaments, you'll see the dads. They group together, and they stand together, and they, you know, they're living through their daughters. And so Stephen made a comment to Audrey as she's getting up to serve, and sure enough, she misses it. And boy, does she look at him.
And sometimes they stand too long and lock their knees and faint.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a moment and talk about
now
that.
Now, that is funny story.
Now,
let's hear that story.
Okay, so the details were a little off. I was sitting.
That's worse.
It was.
So, yeah. So this was Angela's 15th year playing Dallas Skyline. And
at a qualifier,
it was the gold pool.
Yeah,
it was the gold pool.
And I would like it was we called it the death pool.
Yeah,
because it was like
y'all Skyline, Houston Skyline, and then that little XL team.
Well, and Houston Skyline won nationals that year, so I mean that's
yeah. So it's like a tough major pool to get out of. So every you have to win like every match.
Yeah, so this is the gold pool, the death pool, and so you played your first match. The night, you know, that night, and then you finish up the pool the next day. And so I would try to broadcast the games, but the signal just wasn't working that day. And so and we had Fred who was recording the games, and I would do broadcast, but
like Fred said, is another parent on the team.
Yeah.
Just
sorry.
Yeah.
Love Fred. So Fred was recording, and I couldn't broadcast because the signal sucked. And so I decided I'm just going to sit down and watch this game. And so I'm sitting over there on the sidelines, and of course, I usually stand and I pace, so that allows blood flow, and so to go throughout the body. And but for this match, it was back and forth. What was the fun? It was a 3-set match.
It was like 18-16, something.
Yeah, 18-16, something like that. So when they scored that final point, and we win, I jump up, and none of the blood in my body decides to go with me to my head. And so I walked, and I think I was walking towards Suzanne.
That is another parent.
That's another team parent. And I think I raised my hands up to give her a high five, and then I just fall flat of my face. I faint.
Yeah, so all the parents sit right up there courtside, and so you know, right after the game, you know, you stand up and cheer and everybody's just kind of walking right there. Steven comes up and he's kind of joining the parents and he, I guess, is giving Suzanne that high five, right? And it's like his hands keep going. he falls on the floor. So he's laying there. And of course, Steven is a jokester. He is. And we all thought, oh my goodness, look at him. He's just
being like, dramatic.
Yeah, laying on the ground. Uh-huh. We're kind of laughing in a way,
but he's not moving.
But, he's just laying there. And sure enough, he had fainted. So
I'm pretty sure there's video proof of this.
There
too,
is.
Right?
It is hilarious.
There is.
But like, because I remember, you know, everything was so hype and we, you know, were running on the court and it was so exciting. And then I look over. And you're not moving on the ground.
Yeah,
and
her dad is laying on the ground.
And so I start crying, and you know, I look back, I'm like, wow, that is such a Debbie Downer. You know,
I'm sorry
in this major game.
I'm sorry to ruin your game, Angela. But,
yeah, where did we find that video footage from?
Baller TV had it.
Yeah.
Because you can see it on the side, and you like disappear. I think you kind of disappear.
Yeah,
when you
see him fall.
Yeah. And I, you know, If I'd have taken probably two more steps, I would have squashed Suzanne.
No more Suzanne.
Yeah. And so Mad Frog was on the court next to us.
Yeah.
I think they were already done, or they were watching. Up, yeah. And I can't, what is Maddie's last name?
Morrow.
Yeah. Her dad is also a paramedic. And so he happened to see what happened. And all I remember is we won the game. I stood up. Everything went black. And the next thing I know, I'm looking up at Maddie's dad. And I was like, Maddie's dad? And I heard the story of what happened to me. And so they called. I think they got me one of those rascals or not wheelchairs, but scooters. And I got to ride that back to the wherever they were, had the paramedics and they were checking everybody out. And I ended up being okay. It was just, I stood up so fast that the blood didn't.
Power of club volleyball.
But you felt, though, that same situation happening at later tournaments. You would catch it, though. You would feel it.
Yeah.
And so you would be like, sit down, Steven.
Yeah.
Sit down.
So, yeah, like the Mad Frog match that Angela mentioned in Nationals, I had to sit down for that one because I knew.
And, of course, all the parents are, Steven, sit down. You need to sit down.
Yeah. So.
Taking care of you.
Yeah. So that's my fainting episode. Amy, do you have a favorite moment across all three girls or just one that stands out?
Okay, so that's kind of a hard question because there's so many. For each girl, there's memorable games. And I would definitely agree with Audrey on just Skyline, how y'all owned them that year when you were 16. And Anna, I definitely agree that Nationals tournament for y'all because y'all actually finished third. Yeah. Y'all medaled.
They were the first team to ever medal at Nationals for Lone Star Volleyball Club.
Because when y'all beat Texas Image, y'all won that first game in the gold bracket.
That was a good game.
And y'all
well.
Beat
Northern Lights.
Yeah, Northern Lights.
Three sets.
So that was awesome. Yeah, so that was definitely one of my favorite moments. And then probably, Angela, your 15th year because y'all medaled and got third. So beating Mad Frog was. That was
incredible,
right up there. But probably non-volleyball would be just there was a few qualifiers where all three of y'all would play at the same time. And so y'all were all in uniform. I mean, as a parent, that I love that. So I was able to get, a good family picture with all of my girls in their uniforms.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me. I love looking back. And seeing all of y'all in your uniforms and how y'all all played together. And it was just a fun family time.
Yeah.
The whole tournament.
Yeah. That reminds me of one picture we took where I think we were coming back from church. And because Amy worked for Lone Star, we actually had a key to the gym so we could go in there. And we wanted to get a team. I think it was maybe at the end of the season or something. And we wanted to get just a picture of all three girls. And
I was not happy.
The picture. You know, you wanted for this picture, we wanted them to look like they had a serious face. And when they look at it, they look like, they're angry. They're ready to go. But no, that anger was real. And I mean, it was just.
I don't think I was that mad.
I don't think you were.
I don't. You were so Anna young. Were, you
Audrey
were
and Anna were just very put out and did not want to do this picture. And maybe I'll include this picture on our Facebook post when this episode publishes.
I wanted to take a nap. I didn't want to
church nap.
Yeah, the whole after church nap thing is like a thing. Instead, no, we had to go up to the courts and change out of all of our clothes into all of our volleyball gear to take a picture. I just wasn't feeling it.
It's not even like a professional picture.
No.
It's just on a cell
phone. And then it would just be like the little things like, don't stand right there. And I'm like, oh, why? Why not? And I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
All right, so, so that's my, we talk about pictures, that's the one that I think comes to mind. Okay, I have one quick question. So y'all have both done this, team rooms or not team rooms, yes or no?
Yes.
They're okay. it kind of depends on your teammates and who you are with.
Yeah.
Because there's been times where, like, team rooms are really fun, but then there's times where it's like, I was like, oh, no.
If you're in a room of three, it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Or some people that you're not maybe not as close to, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, I only did team rooms 1 year, and I loved all my teammates, so it was fun. I do think you have more freedom if it's with your parents, because you can just ask, oh, can we go here? But team rooms, like, you're stuck at the hotel. Unless the whole team goes out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I see it both ways.
Yeah, like for us, we were very fortunate in that, because if you're doing team rooms, then your club dues reflect the club having to pay for the girls' hotels. And so that's baked into the cost of club. And if you're not, so if they're doing team rooms, you're paying for the girls to stay in their room. And then plus, as a parent, you're also traveling to this tournament and you've got to pay for a hotel for yourself. But we were fortunate in that Amy was usually the chaperone, so she had a hotel room to herself, and I would, you know, leverage that and stay with her. So we were lucky in that aspect to be able to do that. So all right, so Angela, Audrey, y'all are now coaching club volleyball. So I guess a question for me is, do you view the game on the court differently now that you're coaching? I mean,
yes.
I mean, because I could see where, as a player, you know, well, let me back up. I've never played, but now watching it so much, I can see how plays are developing, and I know exactly what a player is going to do on the other side a lot of times. But I don't know if I would know that if I was actually on the court and watching the same play. I can see it from the sideline, see it happening, but if I'm out on the court, I don't know if I would see that. But, I mean, do y'all see stuff like that now that you're starting to coach and stuff? Does it frustrate you when someone dumps it on your libero or something like that? Just as one of example.
Yeah. I think sometimes I look at it now and the weaknesses on other teams are so, like, obvious. And it's, like, there's no way we should ever lose to teams like this, I guess, because the weaknesses are so obvious. But I think, of course, as a player, it's more mental, and like you're, I don't know, just kind of the energy of it all, or I don't know. There's just a lot of other things that is going through your mind. But as a coach, obviously, you can focus a lot more on what the other team is doing. And it's frustrating because it's easier to read whenever you're on the side. So like you said, a dump falling on the ground, that I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it.
Yeah. With you being a libero, that's especially going to be painful to see something like that.
Yeah.
How about you, Audrey?
I feel like when you're playing and you're like 16 or 15, when a coach tells you what to do, you're just like, okay, I'll do it. And then when you're coaching, you tell them something and you actually understand why you're saying it, and you know the reason behind it. And I just feel like you start to learn more as a coach, and you understand the game a lot better than you would if you were like a player.
Because
you just kind of say yes, nod your head, then you go,
right.
You just go do it. But you don't know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Do you like coaching the younger girls when they don't know anything and they're actually listening to you, or the older girls when they already know everything?
I like the middle.
There's pros and cons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Last question. If you could do it all over again, would you want to get into club volleyball? Like, are you glad you did it? Do you view it that it was a good experience for you?
Yes, but I'd be a libero.
I'm telling you, liberos are the best.
Okay. So, Audrey, you're glad that you went that route and did that and have those experiences?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I also did it in high school.
Okay. I mean, ultimately, when at least me and your dad getting you guys into club volleyball, we wanted y'all to have fun. I mean, we want it to be good experience. So, you know, we hope that was. So. What about you, Anna?
I would do it again. But I think I ended right when I needed to.
I think so, too. I think that was...
After my 14s year, I was like, no.
No, I'm good. I remember, Anna, being in the car with you. And because tryouts were coming up. We're going to be coming up again soon where people start thinking about it. And you were in your 14s year that year. And I remember I said, Anna, do you even want to play anymore? Like, do you like it? Do you want to still play? And that's,
yeah, no, I think it's fun and I did enjoy it, yeah. But I think if I tried to do it any longer, it would have left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
So,
and it was taking up so much of your time. And so you have to want that. And
yeah, I wanted to do other things.
And yeah.
Playing school was just enough to where I could, you know, get on the court and play, but not have to be so serious.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Angela, what about you? Are you glad we got you into volleyball or? Was that good for you?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think overall, when I do look at club volleyball, like, it's a more positive thing than negative thing. I wish I did end it on a better note than I did club-wise. But I think that's also where I do like coaching. Because I want to make sure it's always fun for the girls. And so, like, even though I may not have ended on the best note for club, like, I don't know. Like, I want to make sure all the girls that play for me or whatever are ending it on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
If it is their last year, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I think that's going to do it for us with regards to club volleyball. We hope you've enjoyed our little reminiscing session about a topic that's dominated our lives for over a decade. So thanks again for listening. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, you can email us at podcast@hensonfamily.me, podcast@hensonfamily.me. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next week.